Welcome back for another exciting edition of the Billy Manning Show. As always, I am Billy, and this week I am doing a deep dive on a celebrity, and I've decided I will be doing this from time to time. This week, we are talking all about Sophia Carson. Sophia Carson is a singer, songwriter, actress, advocate. She does a lot, and I feel like she is underrated. She has so much talent, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to start with her music, just because it just feels like it's a little bit easier, and we'll get into the movies after that. So the first part of this will be music. Let's start now. So she's had some singles, and she's done various songs on different movies. The Descendants film, she did some songs, but Sophia Carson actually released an album called Sophia Carson, and you can listen to that on Spotify. So if you look at Sophia Carson, her first full-length album, she actually came out with this back in 2022, so last year. The different titles, It's Only Love, Nobody Dies, Loud, which It's Only Love, Nobody Dies is kind of like her basically like wanting to just be with this guy and different things she wants out of a new relationship. Loud is about women being underheard and, you know, that sort of thing. Then there's Sugar, which is like her mom has warned her to be careful. Too much, you know, sugar can make you, honey can make you lovesick. So it's like this infectious new feeling that she's getting. So each song talks about different feelings and emotions you have about someone that you are with or potentially with, that sort of things. And those tend to be all over the place. So I think she does a really good job with the 10-song album and just sort of covers this vast array of emotions that you feel whenever you allow yourself to be vulnerable with somebody. And it's very good. I really, really like it. And I think she hit the nail on the head with a lot of the stuff. And it's just a very good album if you want to take a listen to it. And then she also did a album, the Purple Hearts original soundtrack. She did Come Back Home, which is about wanting people in the military to make it back home. You know, she's not sure where the relationship is going to go, but she hopes they come back home. And that's a really good song. And I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, you're sort of talking about people that go away in the military and you want them all to come back. And I think that was really awesome. She has one called I Hate the Way. And it's about basically letting someone into your life and allowing yourself to be open with them. And sometimes, and it's just like, you have to take a listen. It's hard to really explain, but basically, it's like she hates that she's fallen so hard for somebody. And it can be scary at first. So that's tough. Blue Side of the Sky is about, you know, she has something that she thinks is worth fighting for, even if she's the only one that can see it. And that can be tough whenever you have a dream or a goal, and it's your goal, and people try to kind of guide you and give you advice, which is great. That is great. But at the end of the day, if it is your goal, you have to be the one to pursue it. And it took me a long time to realize that. I would look to other people for validation, you know, and what I was really looking for was someone to say, yeah, you're doing the right thing. But people like to give you advice, and then you start second guessing yourself. And so you have to make sure that you're honest with yourself and with your friends, that if you're looking for just reassurance, tell them that, you know, tell them you're not actually looking for advice, because they're trying to help you in the way they know how. And so I think this really hits on that, that you have to find something, even if you're the only one that can see it. And that's really powerful for yourself, I think. I Didn't Know talks about how, you know, she was okay by herself, but then she felt so hard for this person And she never knew what like love could do to her, what it could be for her. And so that's very powerful because she has fallen for somebody with this song. And it's just very, very powerful. Feel It Still, she did her own, you know, version of Feel It Still. And she also did one for Sweet Caroline. And I really like these versions. I think that they're really good songs. And she has such a powerful yet soothing voice that it's just great, relaxing music, even though it's so fast-paced and so, like, it sticks with you. So I think all of her music is just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So if you get time, I highly recommend you go to Spotify, look up Sophia Carson, and give her music some listen. So yeah. So let's talk about a little bit, before we get into her movies, let's just talk about what's been going on lately. So I don't know about you guys, but there have been so many like bugs going around. And when I mean bugs, I mean like illnesses. Like I've had some weird cold, and I have friends that are, I just got a cold, not a big deal. I had some friends that got like pneumonia and respiratory things. And, you know, I have relatives that have breathing issues with this time of the year. So I do too. So I started taking my nose spray, but I had just a couple of days where I just felt beat up. And I slept more than normal the first day. And then yesterday I was feeling better and could not sleep. So I ended up staying up until like 3 a.m. And then I was like up and down. I finally woke up at like 11 this morning. So yeah, having that type of schedule is rough. So I'm trying to push myself back to a normal schedule eventually. So we'll see how that goes. But I hope you're all doing well out there. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I am going to talk about Sophia Carson's movies and sort of the stories they tell, and maybe a little bit about different things that the cast of those movies had to deal with. It's just incredible. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back in just a second. Welcome back. So I'm going to talk about the films that Sophia Carson has been in. The ones that I haven't seen, I'll just name. I won't really go into depth with them. But the Descendants trilogy, they were Disney Channel original films, and they're worth checking out. Rotten to the Core, amazing, amazing song from the first one. Really love that one. Sophia Carson plays Evie in this trilogy, and she has like blue hair. And what this trilogy is about, the sons and daughters of Disney villains, four of them are selected to go to school with the regular kids there. And it's really good. It's like a giving the villain's kids another shot, basically. So they open up this school to these four, and, you know, they have the Isle of the Lost. So they bring in these four, and these were very good films. That we did lose Cameron Boyce. He finished filming three, but he passed away. And he was such a light to this world. And going through that, I can't imagine what that cast had to go through. That had to be hard. But these films I put in my like top. I keep my movies kind of like top shelf is like favorites. And I have the Descendants trilogy up there because they hold a special place for me just because of the significance of the story. And also with losing Cameron Boyce, I go back and watch those films, and there's like a part of him that's still there in those films. And he was also in Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2. He plays Adam Sandler's son in those films. And he was just such a light to the world. So I feel like that's just kind of a way to keep his legacy around. But the songs that stand out to me in the Descendants films, Rotten to the Core, great, great song. If Only, Ways to Be Wicked, oh my gosh, love that song. What's My Name from the second, these are from the second one now. Chilling Like a Villain, You and Me. And then we get to the third one, Good to Be Bad, Night Falls. I and break this down. I listen to those a lot. Like these Descendants soundtracks, I listen to a lot in my car. If I was going for like a good road trip, it was summertime. There's something about it that's just really fun. So yeah, she played Evie, nailed it. Great, great story. Then there was Teeny the movie. She played Milani. I'm not sure what this film exactly is, but it came out in 2016. So check that out if you want. A Cinderella Story, If the Shoe Fits. I do have the box set of the four movies, the Cinderella series. The film was released in August of 2016. It went kind of like straight to DVD and freeform pretty quick. Really, really good. She plays this girl who is like kind of a mechanical woman, and she has an evil stepmother and two stepsisters, and she is basically waiting on them hand and foot, kind of like Cinderella. But she helps a actor who's looking for other people to like audition and singer to do like a play. And she comes up with a disguise and ends up getting the lead, and then later reveals who she really is. And it was just really good, a really good like romance story. My voice keeps going out because I'm still dealing with this cold, but that's okay. So this was a great little film, cute film. And I think this is something that is worth checking out. It says here, Tessa is a mechanic who has been left in the care of her evil stepmother, Devine, and stepsisters Athena and Olympia following her father's death. So there's the Cinderella musical, and she's like trying out for it. So she decides to disguise herself. So this is really good. Okay, Feel the Beat. We have a 40-year gap here. Feel the Beat came out on Netflix, and Sophia Carson plays April Debrina, a girl who wants to make Broadway. She has an audition, things go awry, so she moves back to her hometown, and she hasn't told everybody what's happened, but her dad can kind of pick up on it. So she goes and helps this dance teacher with her students, and there are like regionals coming up, and sort of just a journey of, she starts out really harsh on these girls and boy, and just is really rough on them, really rough on the dance team. But then she learns that she is just taking her anger for what happened to her out on other people. She holds herself to too high of a standard. So then after she's sort of mean to them and realizes she's too harsh on them, she starts to open up a little bit. And there's a guy that she was interested in at one point. And we kind of go through that story of romance and kind of just finding yourself. So yeah, she's interested in Nick, but they kind of were on and on. They were together, then they broke up. And it's a really good film. It's a feel-good film. It's on Netflix. Take a look at that one. Songbird. So during COVID, they filmed a movie called Songbird. Now, this movie gets a lot of criticism, but I will say this. The film was like COVID-23. COVID's mutated. It's no longer COVID-19. And basically, people who are immune have bracelets, which KJ Apa, who plays Archie Andrews in Riverdale, has that. He's a messenger. And Sophia Carson plays this girl who is stuck inside with her grandma because they both have immunocompromised, and they're not, you know, immune, obviously. So we have a story of, it isn't actually about COVID. It's weird. Like, it's a good film if you look at it the right way. The film was not actually about COVID. The film was about, what would you do whenever the last person that you care about during a pandemic is in danger? That's what I took out of it. So I think if you look at it from that perspective, you'll enjoy this film. So you have Sophia Carson, KJ Apa, star in this. Daniel, I want to say, let me get the name right, actually. I don't want to misquote here, so I'll look this up. Craig Robinson, Bradley Whitford, Peter Stormare, Alexandra Daddario, she's great in this. Demi Moore, Paul Walter Hauser. Just a really good film. I think you'll like it. Like I said, just if you watch it, look at it from the perspective of what would you do if the last person you cared about was in danger? And that will, I think, change your perspective on it. And it really made me, I went in with an open mind, watched it a couple of times, just from a different set of eyes, and I saw it the right way, I think. Okay. My Little Pony, A New Generation. I obviously have not watched that. And then there was one called If You Have, which is a documentary that I didn't know about, so I'll definitely have to try to find that. And the last film that she has done was in 2022, and it was called Purple Hearts. Now, this film has a lot of heart, as the name suggests. So this story stars Sophia Carson and Nicholas Galitzine. If story follows an aspiring singer-songwriter named Cassie and Marine named Luke, who agree to get married in order to receive military benefits and pay their debts. So what happens is Cassie is trying to become a singer-songwriter. And she has become a type 1 diabetic. But everything's so expensive, and she doesn't really have health care. And she's very limited. She needs more insulin than what she has access to. So she comes up with the idea after seeing an old friend and his military buddies in the bar. She comes with the idea of trying to marry for benefits. And so we get this fake marriage because it's going to mutually benefit both. There are secrets that he is keeping from Cassie in the film. So if you look at Luke Morrow is the character's name. So Luke Morrow has married Cassie Salazar, but he's keeping secrets from her. And he goes away to war. She's at home working on her music career. Things are starting to look good. And this is like a fake marriage. But then everything goes south. You know, a big event happens. I won't spoil everything that happens, but a big event happens that changes things. It's dramatic. It changes their lives. And now they really have to play this role even more. So he comes home from the military, and they really have to make this marriage look legitimate. So, you know, the dad's back in the son's life, in Luke's life, and, you know, they are having to make this look really real. So then some drama, more drama happens, and they end up getting found out that this marriage isn't real. So of course, there's going to be like a military hearing with Luke's commanding officer. And things seem to be going bad. A lot of bad things have happened to these characters. So could a fake marriage become real? That is the whole question here. Was this all an act? Did they feel anything for each other at all? And so you sort of have this, you started it, you started a marriage because of wanting benefits, but then there's a lot of laughs, there's a lot of cries, there's a lot of everything. You're going to feel every emotion, and that's okay. Feel it. But I think this is a film you need to see. It's on Netflix, called Purple Hearts. It was a highly watched film. There's possibly going to be a sequel, which if so, I would love to see that. I think you should check it out. It's very good from start to finish. And it really does show a lot of things that people from the military have to go through, the challenges, that sort of thing. Okay, so those are the films that Sophia Carson's been in. And I would like to finish up by saying a few more things. Sophia Carson is an advocate for things like voter rights. She's a UNICEF ambassador. So I admire her want to help people and using her platform to help people. She doesn't have to do that, but I think she's a good person, and she's ultra talented. I feel like there's nothing but more success to come, and I hope to see her in more films and more albums in the future, because normally she does like singles. If you go on YouTube, you will, or Spotify, you will find a lot of singles she did before her album, and a lot of those are good songs. So yeah, this has been a deep dive on Sophia Carson. Very good actress, very good singer. And I think that she has just barely scratched the surface on what her capabilities are. Well, that's all for this week. Come back next week for another episode of the Billy Manning Show, and you never know when I'm going to have a guest. Stay tuned. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Take care.